The Vinyls at Triple M playing the rock's greatest hits. Today's up to 23 degrees. Overnight lows dropping down to 8, sitting at 9 degrees. Bacasia right now with Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Our next guest really should have his own introduction.
It's 4 minutes with a boner.
We love Luke
with
Boner.
Luke Boner.
From the night shift. Hey, Lukey, how are you, mate?
Yeah, very good, very good. Good morning, everybody. Well, there's a lot of hot topics going around this morning. Take your pick. We had like a buffet this morning.
Well, we're going to talk about these two girls, the stupidity of those two women coming up later in the show this morning.
That is the hottest topic. That is the hottest topic of the country today.
Honestly, I mean, it's just... what do you think, before we go into another topic, do you think they should get a fine and go into jail, or just a fine is suffice enough?
Well, if they're 19, are they naive? They've gone out of their way to lie twice to authorities as to where they were, what they were doing. Look, they got a $4,000 fine. I think that's light. They could have been fined $13,000. But what they did was an act of stupidity, selfishness, and it was quite a deliberate act. And how many lives have they put in danger? They've shut the state down almost single-handedly. And it's just it just beggars belief of the entitlement of these two girls. I cannot believe it.
Now we've passed it on to their one of their sisters too.
Well,
now, so
a waiting game now to see if how far this thing has spread. Mm. So time will tell. We'll catch up with the guys from Nine News as well very soon with about that too.
The other topic was about the dogs, the dangerous breeds.
Yeah, look, I thought this was really interesting. There is a canine behaviourist, Nathan Williams, and he believes, listen to this, he reckons there's no such thing as an aggressive dog. He reckons it's just badly trained dogs. And he also says owners have been doing it wrong for years. He says using treats and verbal commands to stimulate desired behaviours is wrong. He says dog trainers will tell you to excite your dog with treats and use verbal commands and overstimulate your dog, but he said it only leads to aggression. Now, are there no dangerous breeds? There's a question. You know, the pit bull is not allowed to be bred in Australia, and it's responsible for a lot of maulings. So too are Staffordshire Bull Terriers. But so too, I heard, I think about 3 months ago, a Labrador had mauled a young boy. So any breed of dog can turn if it's not treated well. So do you agree with this animal behaviourist? Is there no such thing as a dangerous dog? Is it just dangerous owners?
I kind of agree with him, because I've had many dogs over my life, and I've had what they class as dangerous dogs, a Staffy, and the most placid dog. Because I think it was the way that we brought him up. We just, you know, nurtured him. He was a very spoiled, loving kind of dog. I think sometimes if you don't treat them the best, they might turn.
Can we also put on the dangerous dogs list, the Dash Hounds? They are so annoying.
They're dangerous on your ears. They're not dangerous at all. They don't attack.
My best mate, Simon, who joins me on the Man Cave, he has a Chihuahua. What a little beep of a dog that is.
On the dangerous dogs list, that goes too.
Yeah, and I said to him, why do you keep a dog that could be caught in a mouse trap? I don't care.
Call of the day. That's hilarious. But all right, let's open up the phone line. 13 27 10.
Let's go with the best breeds, because I'm looking for a dog at the moment.
Or if you've got a dangerous dog or best breed, 13 27 10. Luke, you've sparked the conversation this morning, mate. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, mate.
See you, mate.
On the night shift, Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning. We'll take your calls up in just a few moments' time. Looking pretty good today for Mackay Whit Sundays. A dog being caught in a mouse trap. I've heard it all.